Who's this?
I think it's me.
Okay, Roxy, I'll let you have a few questions. There's a whole bunch of people here didn't get on last night.
Ayon, the Genesis begins with the letter B, and it is said
yes.
that everything is contained in that letter alone. The whole...
It is.
...explanation
the
of the
construct.
Universe.
It is. It most certainly is. You had to make it simple or you'd never get back to it. You had to make it simple or you would never achieve the nirvana that it supposed. You would never achieve the nirvana that it supposed.
It's also house, like we're trying to go back to our house, and it's like
Shambhala.
The house is...
Shambhala.
Like... The Middle Kingdom, the
Shambhala. Shambhala. Yes. Did we mention
yes,
that? Shambhala.
My grandfather.
We think we mentioned it. We're not sure, but we think we did. We're not positive, but chances are great we may have once or so. Yeah. Good.
Yes. What is Shambhala?
Look it up.
Yes, I know, but I want you to tell me, how do you define it?
The best one that you'll get from your culture and heritage is Shambhala.
That sounds like Maya.
It is.
Are the Mayas connected to the Tibetans?
If we say yes, you're going to go down that path, and we don't want you to do that. If we say no, we're going to mislead you. So is there not a place between that where we can say sort of a little bit, but not enough to matter?
So the letter B that contains everything is related to Bob?
Of course.
How can everything be contained in a letter?
Simply, you humans, you think just because something is small that it's not vast, you can put an entire world on a pinhead.
Many say the letters come from fire.
Not so much. We don't get into all that jiggy crap. It's like, not so much.
But where do the letters come from?
Angle.
Like the numbers.
Uh-huh. It's the later Genesis.
What is the difference between the Sephiroth and the angel chart? Because for me it seems like they're
one includes
to
the fall of Adam.
So are you talking about the angel chart?
Basically, yeah.
So you got good enough questions, right? You got enough for today?
I never have enough, you know, but thank you.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. Anybody there? Anonymous? Or is this anonymous?
Oh, that's me. It's Jeannie.
What's your name?
I'm Jeannie.
Oh, you're a new person?
I'm a new person, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't listened that much, but I've been taking the RNA drops for probably a year and a half or 2 years. I'm not exactly sure. But here's my question. It's a question about my physical being. I had surgery on November 17th. It's been a rough go to recover, and I now have a fever, even though I haven't left the house, basically, so I don't know where I could get a bug. But I just wonder if you can tell me or if Ian can tell me if I have an infection.
Fever's not bad. What's wrong with a little fever? You aren't 108 or anything, so it's good.
No. Now, I'm 101.2.
Yeah.
But I do have a little discomfort on my left side, which is one of the incision sites. So I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to know.
But there's nothing dripping out of it. Nothing dripping out of it, is there?
No.
Okay, good. You're going to live. Get Dr. Dean. She'll help you with all the details.
Yeah, thanks, Ion.
As long as you ain't dead, now we're okay. Now she can fix you up.
Yeah, we're pretty sure you're going to live, but you have to check those things out. There's nothing we can do over the telephone to tell a person whether or not they're developing some sort of infection.
What? You can't get a haircut over the phone? You can't get a habit of cheap radio?
You
can't. Doesn't they provide free haircut?
Coffee.
Damn.
You cannot
fax
coffee.
No coffee, no fax worth a dang.
Can you tell me if I should see a regular MD? I have an internist. Should I not bother
with that? Surgery site?
I had a partial hysterectomy. They went in through my navel or near my navel, and then there are two tiny little incisions on either side. So those are the three possible entry points.
Did you go on anything afterwards? Did they give you an antibiotic?
They did not.
Good.
Thank God.
She's going to live.
Well, they're going to give her antibiotics if she goes in with a fever. Did you take silver, probiotics, or anything like that to prevent?
I've taken probiotics. I've had a number of issues. One of the issues was, according to my kinesiologist, that my blood vessels weren't closing up, so I developed a slow abdominal bleed, so she had me on some things to help with that and some theracumin and some other things, but I just stopped everything as of last night because I felt really wretched and I was having diarrhea and it was pretty bad. So I just don't know where I could have picked up any kind of
fiber. That sounds a little more than just a little fever, and you've been kind of self-medicating with the non-MD and muscle testing for something that could be serious. It's not something you play around with because you can't look into your abdomen. And you can't trust muscle testing. So you have to go to the highest level of authority you can, someone who knows you. That sounds like the internist or the surgeon, and figure out what's going on. If you've got a bleed that's, kind of coalescing in your intestines and now trying to dissipate with a bit of a fever, then that would explain it. But, you're going to need an ultrasound or something to define that.
All right. Well, I'll do that tomorrow. I live where there's a whole bunch of snow right now, and I live alone, so it's not that easy. But I guess I can get an Uber or something. I really don't want to drive in it. But I'll do it.
No. Yeah, of course you have to. I mean, it only makes sense. You got to do what makes sense, and then, depending on what they tell you, you have to decide if you take an antibiotic, make sure it's not Cipro or fluoride, and make sure you take probiotics.
I have it on my chart.
Well, you wouldn't want to. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm sure you're going through that, but you have to, be a lot more sensible. I mean, some of these non-medical people, I took a referral from a massage therapist once, an older lady. She said, this young girl, she's severely constipated and it's, blowing her up. I palpated the constipation and it kicked me. This young girl was 8 months pregnant and a massage therapist didn't even recognize it. So I have, I don't have much faith in, muscle testing serious conditions.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
I wanted to know if I could jump over to the allopathic medical paradigm.
You can
we
jump over to the allopathic people to get the hysterectomy. Why wouldn't you go to the people that cut you open?
Yeah, you use both. You surgery, they do great with surgery. They do great with diagnosis. And then you kind of use your options on how you treat yourself if it kind of makes sense and you're not getting worse.
Well, that's the thing. I am getting worse. And as far as going to a regular doctor for the hysterectomy, yes, I did that. I did put it off for 5 years because I didn't want to do it. So it's my last, my last choice.
No worries. We're not fussing about that. We're just saying that's who you'd be calling and say, hey, what you did to me, there's a question about it. And then you kind of get to that from there. So that's the kind of their work that you're seeing about. And if they left a sponge in you, honey, you need to figure that out. But an ultrasound's going to show that. It's not an allopath or allopath. That's what Karen calls an allopath. You don't go to the alley cat to find out if they got a sponge in you or not.
Yeah, I mean, heaven forbid, I doubt if you have a sponge, but the thing about muscle testing is they can only ask what they know. If a muscle tester runs down, is it blood, is it a scalpel, is it a sponge, is it this, is it that? I mean, they can only get a yes, no. If they don't ask the right question, they don't get the right answer.
Welcome to our world.
If they don't ask the right question,
So here's a question for you. Is the best person to see the actual surgeon who did the job, or is it my regular internist who is not the, she's a general practitioner, but she's very good?
I would say an internist, general practitioner who knows you and knows your body, because a surgeon is just going to hit you with the recipe
more
of
surgery.
What they do when...
Yeah. Well, we need to do an exploratory surgery to see what's going on here. We need to open you up stem to stern just to be sure what we did was okay.
Stop.
Now, this is your life. Surgeons do surgery. That's all we're saying. Surgeons do surgery.
Yeah.
If you don't need a new roof, don't call the roof man, because he's not going to say you need a new air conditioner. He's going to say you need a new roof. So there you go.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that advice.
Yeah, we're going to help a little bit, but now here's the rest of the story. The reason you're having this travail is because you're dealing with your issues from an internal standpoint. So internally, it's eating you alive. But that's what you're going to deal with. You're going to straighten that out, or you're going to keep dealing with this. And they can cut you from stem to stern, and it won't make any better or difference. But when you embrace it, what the issue is in the first place, all this will soothe down. We had a long conversation about pain not being a bad thing, darling. It's telling you something. So give it a little attention. You don't have to move heaven and earth. Just give it a little attention. It'll be okay. But you got to deal with the issue. The issue is how you got here. And soften that just a little bit. Soften that just, we don't want to do that just like this, but we're going to help with the outcome. This got you to the point where you're listening. Up till now, you hadn't been doing much listening. You've done a bit of talking, but not much listening. Now your insides are telling you something, and we're going to confirm what your guts are telling you. Your gut feeling, as it were. So we're going to be real soft and say, all of that, you'll get better, and so you'll be able to deal with the outside problems, because the problem is from the inside out, not the outside in.
Okay, that's enough, Ian. We got to move on. Thanks a lot, Jeannie.
Wonderful. Come again. Give updates so we know what's going on. It's great fun.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, British Columbia, 604.
Mares eat oats and toads eat oats and little bears eat ivy.
You put your wave up 8 times. Fix your mic.
Well, they're shocked, Bob. They're shocked. It's shocking to be in your world.
New West Fister.
You have a great world.
6-4.
You have a great world.
604-862. Who are you?
Hello?
Get close.
Is your name Nader?
Yeah, it's Nader. How's it going?
Have a Nutter butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Yeah, I got a few questions.
Come on, shoot.
All right.
Not in the head, though. Don't shoot in the head. They got on to us. We was telling people to shoot them in the head. So don't shoot them in the head. Just shoot.
I remember.
We really did, and then they did, and we were surprised.
I was listening to your radio show a little while ago, and you were talking about how you can pretty much eat whatever you want when you're on the drops.
You already do. You do anyway. You don't eat things you don't want now. We're just saying you can actually digest them if you're on the drop.
Well, I mean, like, it's kind of, for me, like, if you eat, like ice cream, for example, my mind tells me that that's really bad for me, but from what...
Lord, suffering cat, we got big trouble in River City.
I guess my question is it possible, because it's such a big leap for me to just say, okay, I can eat whatever I want and not feel bad about it.
Well, you do anyway. You eat whatever you want to eat, and then whether or not you feel bad about it, now you're subjugating your position. We just say, get over it, because you're going to get over it anyway. You can say, I feel bad when I have a bowel movement, but you go long enough, you will move your bowels. So really, whether you like it or not, that's what you're going to do. So go on with that. Just don't beat yourself up for being normal.
We went through this with Ion when he started telling people to eat sewage years ago. And what I think they're really meaning is do what you want to do and try not to let your mind get involved. But if you're eating a bunch of stuff that makes you feel sick, then stop doing that. It doesn't mean you get a total 100% free pass, but just experiment, like, you know, I talk about, do the experiment and eat the crap and see how you feel the next day. And if you don't feel great and you don't want to continue to not feel great, then adjust your diet. It's really an ongoing experiment, but trying to get your mind out of it. It's like Joe was saying earlier, I don't know if you heard him, he had ankylosing spondylitis, and part of what he did, as well as complement formulas, was say to himself when he gets some pain, oh, well, this is pain, it'll go. Whereas years ago, he used to say, uh-oh, here comes the pain again, I'm going to be laid up for 3 months. So, you know, the mind does get in the game. So basically that's what Ian is saying. That's what he'd like to say, but he'll dance around for the next half hour and waste your time. So if that's good enough for you, then ask your next question.
That's good enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, actually, I guess now that you're on the show, I could ask you and Ion, when I'm taking the drops, I feel like my body temperature gets a lot colder. I live up here in Canada, so it's kind of cold here in the winters. So I'm just wondering, has anyone ever talked about getting cold on these drops before?
How soon after? You feel that sensation?
I mean, it's not really instant, but I've just noticed in these last couple weeks that, you know, no matter what I do, no matter, like, how much I dress warmly, like take a hot shower or something, I just always feel cold. It's kind of
and
like
you
an
think
ongoing...
it's the drops, though?
Yeah, it's like ever since I started the drops, it kind of...
Right. Are you taking the Remite for your thyroid?
Yeah, I'm taking the Remite and the Remag and the salt
and
the water.
I remember you had some thyroid stuff going on years ago. Are you on a thyroid medication?
Yeah, I have hypothyroidism, and... I just couldn't really do it the natural way, so I started taking desiccated thyroid hormone. I'm taking 60 milligrams right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that needs to be adjusted, you know, because you're going through transition on everything. I mean, eventually it would be good to not need that, but in the transition you might need that, maybe even need a little more, or are you on... 1.5 to 2 teaspoons of Remite?
I'm just taking one teaspoon.
Right. I mean, you're a skinny guy, but you're a tall guy. You probably need more of that. I guess I would take more of the Remite before taking more of the desiccated thyroid, but the coldness like that is more of a thyroid thing than anything else, and, you know, why it could be associated with the RNA drops. Is the RNA drops is just focusing on trying to get you more aware of your thyroid. It's not causing the problem. It's just identifying it.
That's good to know. Has anyone ever reported feeling more anxious on the drops? Because I just feel like ever since I started taking these drops, I like can't stop doing stuff, and I just can't like relax. I just keep getting really anxious.
That's interesting. But when did you begin the desiccated thyroid around the same time?
I've been taking desiccated for about a year now, and I started taking the RNA drops in 2013, but I stopped for a while because of the whole cold thing and the anxiety it was giving me, so I stopped it, and then I started taking them again about a few weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, like I mentioned, the RNA drops kind of meet you where you're at and kind of focus on stuff. And, you know, if you have an anxious, low thyroid tendency, it's going to go there to try to bring it to the surface and then work with it. So for the anxiety, you know, that's getting your 2 to 3 teaspoons of Remag if you're still having symptoms like
that. His anxiety is his nervous about feeling better. It's like the guy who took the drops and started levitating and thought he was getting dizzy. So look at your anxieties, your own nervousness of feeling more power. We've had that situation with people a lot.
Right.
It's just natural nervousness about getting out of your weakness.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you're a young guy and you've had stuff going on for a number of years, and you may identify with your unwell self, and it's like, well, who will I be without who I used to be? So it's getting used to a healthy self. That's what Bob's trying to say. And then on top of it, make sure you're taking enough Remag, take Epsom salt baths. It's just bringing back what I remember your original symptoms were. And it's not that it's creating them. It's just trying to bring them to the surface so you'll deal with them. And if it's like Bob says, deal with it on that level. If it's not enough Remag and Remite, do that. Get the Realign to get your B vitamins for your adrenal glands. You know, if your body's used to being kind of revved up with adrenaline from being anxious, then you have to kind of modify that. So there's just stuff to be done. And, I have written about that in the Remite and the Remag book. So just go over that information a bit more.
For sure. Yeah, okay. I'll definitely do that. So I can, I'll start increasing my dosage. And, it's like coming into your own power. I'm nervous about coming into my own power. How do you, I guess I could ask everyone this, how do you not become nervous? How do you just relax and allow and let it happen? Because I'm just having a hard time doing that.
Yeah, and if you come from a culture and ancestry that puts young people under control, and if you've kind of lived a life of not being well, they don't know how to treat the healthy, empowered guy. He's sick again. You've got all that to work out from under.
You're saying you're feeling anxious. Start taking up weightlifting. You're probably getting all this energy. I mean, Chad has all this new energy, so he weightlifts 3 times a day just to dispense it. So maybe you're just not getting out and being active. It's taking a part of yourself you're not used to being.
Yeah. That's an excellent point because, if you were run down and tired before, then you don't think you can do a lot of exercise, but that will help burn off that excess erratic adrenaline.
Excitement. You're excited.
You're excited. You're a new guy.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's great. Okay. Well, thank you. Later. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. So then go up here. Here's somebody from Canada.
It's Byrne from Canada. Hi, Bob, Carolyn, Ion.
Hello, Byrne.
My wife, I think, has diverticulitis. Is that a yeast issue?
No.
It's not.
No, that's like stretchiness of the large intestine, creating pockets between the muscle fibers that can hold on to undigested food or, nuts, a little bit of seeds or whatever. It's a difficult condition to turn around because it's like anatomical.
Last time she had it, the doctor gave her some kick-ass antibiotics, which made her feel like crap. I think it did shift it, or it shifted itself. It's hard to say. It took 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, the therapy for something like that is to just loosen up on solid food and go more liquid, would you say?
No. You have to really increase the fiber. I mean, you slowly build up fiber. Psyllium seed powder. The Way Too Good has fiber as well. Lots of good probiotics. The Prescript Assist. And Remag to get the intestinal muscles working properly. So you have to emphasize the normal working of the intestine so that you don't get constipated and you don't get kind of muscle spasms in the intestinal walls that blows out these little tiny balloons. The more liquid you use without fiber, then you'll just create more constipation and more pressure.
Hey, whatever she said will work really great. Just more of it. If that doesn't work, okay. Try bourbon. Bourbon is good.
Some stiff liquor?
Hell yeah.
Don't get distracted. Yeah, don't get distracted.
Yeah.
Focus on what you want to
know. I live in Toronto, Canada. Did I get out of here?
Well, you certainly may. Is that your desire?
It's not.
It's just the Democrats are going to live there. That's the only thing wrong with it.
Yeah, I'm not a Democrat.
We know. So that's the only reason. So why not? But if you can't make it there, you probably can't make it anywhere else either. So what's the difference? Why not make it there?
Sounds good to me.
Come on with your desire part. And don't argue for the limitation of what you're saying. Figure out what it is you're trying to do. Let's work on, you know what you can't do, so let's see what you can do, okay?
Well, it seems like I need to light a fire under my ass a little bit more, in general.
Yeah, burning assholes are fun. Depends on the party, though.
Okay, I'm good there, Ion. Thank you very much.
We don't want to know anything about hanging about? There are not any benefits for you so far?
Benefits for me? I'm enjoying the drops. I've been on them for 4 years, and all of the other completements, including their restructure, it's all been great.
Yeah, the restructure is kicking you up a little bit. But I mean, one clarification, you don't take the drops. The drops take you.
Lately, that's how it feels, yeah.
That's how it is. That's because it feels that way, because that's how it is.
I've been up to a teaspoon on the drops twice a day.
Good.
Could there be
that's
any
good.
Adjustment advice there? Okay.
Seems to be right. You aren't convulsing or, well, you aren't quite ascended, but you're on the way, so it's all good. Your body's responding in kind, is it not?
It is. There seems to be an indication in the body to stop smoking, though. Would I should follow those indications?
When you get enough, well, the only way to know that is to do a little more. Do a little more. Or change to maybe a stronger type of tobacco. And then when you do that a little bit, like smoke your back out. Then when you're done with it, you won't desire it anymore. But you certainly may. We're not going to tell you to stop doing anything. But get enough of it, and then you won't desire it anymore. And yet, what the nicotine does for you, the drops is replacing. So you won't require that. But,
yeah,
you know, tear it up, but it's not required. But we're not saying you're less than because you do. We say enjoy it. As long as you enjoy it, don't you ever smoke a cigarette that you're not even thankful for and engaging, no matter what. If you're not thankful for it, if it doesn't taste just right or you light the wrong end, if you're drunk, don't throw it down. Don't even worry about it. But if you enjoy it and you're thankful and you appreciate it, then embrace it. Have fun.
Well, it is more of a craving than it is. Some cigarettes certainly
see,
are not
that's right.
Enjoyed.
Well, there you go. There's the rub, see? If that's the case, then they all come that level. But you got to catch up to it. Because just like the drops, you don't smoke cigarettes. They smoke you. And that craving that you come to is nothing but a drive. But if you can get separated from that drive for just a moment, it actually absolutely goes away, believe it or not. People can't see themselves as a non-smoker once they've been smoking a bit. They don't see themselves that way. But after you do, then you just don't choose it anymore. Meaning, it's not something that drives you where you wake up in the morning and got to go have a smoke before that quick cup of coffee. You don't have to do that. It's pretty cool.
That's enough, Bern. We got to move on. We're running out of time. So call
Thank
back
you very much,
next
Bob.
Week.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
You know, you're welcome.
Call back next week.
Roll you a fatty. You'll be all right.
Okay, we'll do.
Right. We talk about Canada next week. All right. So I'm looking for Hetty. Is that you, Hetty?
Hi, I'm here. my package has arrived.
Oh, the package has arrived. Oh, that.
I got it yesterday.
Did you get the restructure?
Yes,
did you get restructure?
I did. Thank you.
Good. And realign and everything.
Yeah, I got it, and I'm starting to use it now, of course. It's interesting what you were saying, Bob, about the anxiety and start exercising, because I'm feeling that as well. I feel a little bit like a yo-yo. And maybe the missing part is the exercise, so I'm definitely not going to be lazy about that. I have to say, after our conversation last time, I was so rattled. I had to listen to it again, and then I was a little bit more okay. I asked you in the chat if you want to leave me something that would help me to the next step forward. And it did happen. Something happened that night. It was when I was sleeping, and when it came, I knew it was it. And it was the most amazing experience, but in my excitement, I kind of shook myself out of the experience. And I'll try to describe a little bit what it was. It's really difficult to put it into words because it was something I've been asking for, which is to get a feel of what it is to be in space where there is no time. And I saw I was in different dimensions all in the same time, at the same time, without there being time, and I could see different
things. Wait, whoa, wait a second. Let's clean that up just a little bit. Your words are okay, but they're deficient. What you were experiencing was multiple sets of times simultaneously. So there is
yes.
No time. So you were the slippage you were experiencing on both sides of the mirror, as it were. Well, that happens
yeah.
at the same moment. So it's not like different times or timeless or all those other wordy words that you were using. It's the engaging an experience of where it is, which is no time. So you have all times at once. Past, present, future is only now. And you keep changing it. Even your past, you change. Otherwise, why would you have to rewrite a history book? Once you write it, how would you need to change it? Well, what's going to change? It's past. No, it's not. It changes. You put things in the past for the future, and you change your future because of your past and up and down and ip snatch and everything else you can do. It's everything a rabbit can do to a stump. And so that's why you have to keep reverbing your verbs.
Thanks for saying that better than I did, but that's exactly what I meant. But the amazing thing about it was I knew that it was it because of the sensation of the tingling I felt in my body. It was such an alive feeling that I can't describe it. It was so amazing. So anyways, I want to go there again, and I'm ready for it. So bring it on. That's one thing.
Your wish is our command.
Yes, that's great. I love it. All right, I just wanted to share that because if you want to say anything more about that, will you do that?
You have to mind the markers, the sparkles. You have to mind those because if you're not careful, you'll spend more time there than here.
Okay.
And it's okay with us, but everyone else may not agree.
So, in other words, don't get lost in them.
Time warp.
Because it feels
you
mighty
know,
good.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All right. I will mind the sparkles. Speaking of dreams or whatever they are, when I was little, I had several very vivid dreams when I must have been about 4 years old, about things that I wouldn't know as a child because I would have never... Yeah, the more grown-up things. But in those dreams, I knew exactly where I was. And one of them, I was in a marshy bog type of place in a boat. And it was in China. Somebody else in the boat, and that person was a master of sorts. I don't know why I knew it was China, because it was a bog. So how would you know? But I just knew. what was it where I was?
Benin City.
Is there something special about it? I mean,
no, you were just bilocating, no problem. And they, some okay. people were speaking Mandarin, that's why you thought it was in China.
And I had another a couple of dreams that I remember still, but are they like cookie crumbs, or are they just letting me know
is
that
it live? Hold on. Is it live or is it Memorex? You can't tell?
No.
So it doesn't matter.
It's enough personal stuff. Dreams and dreams and dreams. It's all pretty obvious. Going on. You're all over the place, and you're no place, and it's wonderful, and it's boring. It's everything, all at once.
All right.
And your mind will try to say it's no, just yeah. this is what it is. Your mind will try to
no,
single
it out.
No,
it's just this side of the mirror.
Attention.
It's just the reflection. It's only the
yeah.
reflection. It's not real. It's not that side of the mirror. You can't start with the man in the mirror, but you have to. Then when you're on that side of the mirror looking at a reality, you have a reality that's different. Then you want to change the reality and have a different reality. Then you want to take that reality to this reality. Then you get to see what
right.
it feels like. feels like. Then you try it on for size, and then you bring it back. And then you go around and back again, waxing and waning. It's wonderful. Then you get like Jean, who's lost her darling mind, and now she's throwing toast.
What's that mean,
okay.
throwing toast, Ion?
Throwing bread across the room.
Okay, Eddie. Sorry, we got to move on, get a couple of people in before we end.
Okay, no worries. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, darling. Come back. We'll take you there. Just hold on tight now.
I will. Thanks,
okay.
Ion.
I'll wait.
All right, bye. Here's Jack. Go ahead, Jack.
Ion, what's up, man?
How they hanging?
Good, good. Me and Jermaine are a little hungover. She's still asleep right now.
Yell, Jack.
Hey.
Yell in
That's
the phone,
good.
Jack.
I'm Hello.
Yell in the phone.
Hello.
Yeah? Okay,
hey,
get right.
Why can't you have a strong 80. Phone? What's wrong with your phone?
Phone is good, man. I don't know. Maybe your phone not strong. I don't know. You got good phone. You know what
I mean? Fine. And your question is, were we with you last night?
Last night, yeah.
Well, are you sore?
Not really. I lost my voice a little bit, though.
Well, then's fine, huh?
So we had great fun, but me and Jermaine thought you were around. We were like, that's Ion right there. It's got to be.
Well, good. Perfect.
How did
okay,
you
so
experience Ion?
We were having a lot of fun, and we were just, I don't know, we just asked that question to ourselves.
Well, what, he was a feeling?
I don't know, we just ended up with ASAP Rocky. He's like a big-time rap artist. And the way things were happening, he was just trying to be around me and Jermaine, and they were inviting us to, like, after parties and shit. So, I don't know. We were just wondering, was Ion around?
Well, were you around,
is...
Ion?
Yes, we already
yeah,
said
yeah, but
yes.
In what form were you, Ion?
We don't go into all that. We can't
okay.
tell everything we know, Bob. We can't tell everything they knew. It would be a little bit private, and Jermaine would be all in his Kool-Aid if we start telling him shit. So, no, it was right. Tell
okay.
him.
Okay, since we got
you know
that,
better than that. And get them damn clothes off anyway.
Okay, hold up. Damn. All right, so here's another question. Yesterday, we talked about...
We'll wait. Go ahead.
All right, what's up? I'm good now. We good.
That's right. Good.
So,
okay. Much better.
Yesterday, we talked about the
like you think.
System.
Like you think we wouldn't know. Come on, you.
So sometimes I have a pain like around my asshole, like a little bit. Is that part of my digestive system also?
No, it's not part of your digestive system. That has to do with the way your it's at the base.
Is he taking
prostate.
It up the butt? Is he pitching and catching out? Is he got some guy sticking shit up his bum?
It doesn't.
You know.
It doesn't. That doesn't matter. It's the prostate is a little bit inflamed. So when you wake
okay.
up with an erection, sometimes that
mm-hmm.
pressure you'd feel in the sphincter. It's where you're holding tight
mm-hmm.
so you don't piss yourself. So you have a morning erection, and that's when you feel that, which is an, a bit of enlargement in your prostate. And
what do
it soothes much.
What do I do with that?
Well, just go pee, and it'll relax.
I feel that pressure a lot more when I smoke weed. So when I smoke weed...
Yeah, because it locks it down. The weed relaxes you, so the sphincter tightens, because it's got to hold tight, so you don't have accidents, you see?
So you're saying just...
You don't want to be the same... Yeah, the same way you won't want to, didn't want to be a quick comer, would you?
No, I don't.
Well, but the way you're not is that same reaction. It's how you hold back and to wait for... mutual enjoyment. That's the point. Otherwise, you're a quick... If you got rid of that completely, you'd be a quick comer. You'd be a two-second wonder. And that would be okay for a second, but you don't recover that quickly, so you have to hold back. We see. We could go much more graphic if you want us to, but we think that's probably good in plain sight.
Yeah.
What do you think, big boy? What do you think, big boy?
Hey, Jack. For the prostate, be sure to take your Remite, because that has the zinc in it for the prostate.
Okay.
Plus,
okay.
Remag will help that kind of spasmy sphincter stuff. It can be just magnesium deficiency from holding it, holding things tight, like Ion was saying. So the Remag and Remite are still your best friends there, okay?
Okay, that's enough. I want to get one more person in. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Yeah, more. Good. Don't forget your measurements. Don't forget your measurements. Get yourself measured. We're going to pump you up.
Do those fucking measurements. Okay, here's, I don't know, this is 847?
Yeah, hi, this is Beverly.
Beverly.
Okay, go ahead.
Ion, you mentioned two, maybe three times you suggested to people to eat their meat raw. Do you still suggest that?
Tartar. We like tartar as long as it's clean and not bacteria-laced. Yeah, it's great.
I eat a lot of raw meat, and I'm kind of bored with the way I prepare it. Do you have any recipe suggestions that I could use?
Sure. Tartar. Make it tartar.
That just means raw, right?
No. It's a way to do it.
Enough of that. Do the fucking tartar. Okay, good. Google it or something. Tartar, we've got to give Barb one chance.
It's Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce, pepper, breadcrumbs.
You got something? Shut up. You got something, Barb?
Yeah, QE4, is it still happening? Because the market is expecting a rate hike, okay? And how will that affect the market?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the market. The market's on autopilot. It's on Trump time now, honey. It's on Trump time now.
Okay. What about the UVXY?
Well, what's that? What's
am I still
time?
Holding for 18?
What's Trump time? What is Trump time?
Hyperinflation.
Sugar
okay.
high. UVXY, am I still on track to go to 18? Ion.
It's going to be close. It's going to be close. You're at 2167 and falling.
No, that's at the VIXY, but I have the UVXY.
It's a ways. It's a ways. You've got to hurry at this point because you're changing every day. The sand is easing away from the shore because once everybody realizes they can bring their money back here and everything is here and all the jobs come here and the working jobs are in America and American jobs are in America and everything is good and everybody gets 40 acres and a mule, everybody gets their money check.
Okay.
There's not going to be any reason to. So hold tight.
But I asked you I should sell at $13.50 and you said to stay, wait.
Wait one second. Just watch it real close.
Okay,
watch
thank you,
close.
Barbara. Here we go. We're still on the way.
Texas for everyone.